This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation, and we are 2 months away from the first game of the NFL season. The reigning Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs taking on the reigning MVP, Lamar Jackson, and the Baltimore Ravens. Oh, we can smell the footballs. We'll be in Oxnard in less than 3 weeks, man. This is going to be a blast as football is right around the corner. About to get into some NFL news of the day. We'll go around the rim. Coming up on the other side, Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander, and you. Shout out to Gavin Dawson. Back on Monday as he is enjoying vacation with the family. I do have to say a very happy birthday to Zero, former producer for us on the Nosebleed Seats. Love you, Zero. Happy birthday, my friend. I know he's having a great day. Talked to him earlier, and you're looking at me like maybe we got some Zero sound.
Well, at 5 o'clock, we will revisit one
There's
Zero moment. And it coincides perfectly with today's football's finest. So I look
forward 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
Okay,
5 o'clock.
Perfect.
Be there.
Oh, I think I know what this is, I don't want to spoil it, so I'm going to keep that to myself. But this is going, that's hilarious. You don't want to miss that. Also want to give a big thank you to Tolo Kim, who wrote every one of us here at this station a very heartfelt letter. We love you. We love all of our listeners. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. And if you want, we are going to be out on Monday at Moxie's in downtown Dallas, the G-Bag Nation, a live show from Moxie's. And we've got special Stella glasses that are G-Bag Nation written on them. Etched on there. Yeah. They look really, really badass. Now, we're only going to have a certain amount, so it's while supplies last. Right. But make sure you come on out there. Get your hands on some of these glasses. Thanks to Stella Artois and Moxie's as part of Restaurant Week. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll do the full show out there Monday.
We'd love to hand you a glass if you're listening to the show
all
the time.
Yeah. We would. Yeah. We want true Tolos or true turn it on, leave it on listeners. Come on out and party with us. All right. Cam Newton, been in the news. He came and made some points about Dak a couple months ago, called him a bus driver right on his podcast, and that kind of went viral. But Cam went back and forth talking about quarterbacks that he would take Dak Prescott over, or would he take this quarterback over Dak Prescott? Let's hear Dak on his fourth and or Cam on his fourth and one show. Do we agree? Would he take Dak over these quarterbacks? Here's Cam.
Do you see or think of yourself as the greatest dual threat to ever play the game?
No, Lamar Jackson.
What? Why Lamar?
What?
My bad, bro. That's
no,
wrong.
You're good.
That's the wrong Cam. No. I'm about to play.
Because I'm going
to
play that one as well. Okay. So either way, it didn't matter. But let's hear this one, and then we'll go back to that one. Because I do want to hear that what again, because that's hilarious.
Okay.
I would prefer Dak Prescott over Kirk Cousins. I would not prefer Dak Prescott over Patrick Mahomes. I would prefer, Deshaun. I prefer Deshaun over Dak. Kyler Murray, I prefer Dak over Kyler Murray. Jalen Hurts, I prefer Dak over Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson?
We're going
Lamar.
Lamar.
Justin Herbert? Dak.
I'm going with Dak.
Jared Goff? I'm going with Jared Goff. Joe Burrow? I'm taking Joe Burrow. Trevor Lawrence? I'm taking Dak.
Dak, yeah.
I think he really nailed this besides two. Deshaun Watson has not been good for the last, I mean, since
that's
his suspension.
That's the one. I thought he was going to go down a bad path there, and he kind of rallied.
I don't think you can take Deshaun Watson over really any of those quarterbacks.
Hey, run for your life.
and hey, I don't know if you saw the most recent pic of him with his supermodel girlfriend. That was after he had the hand on the booty cheeks. I mean, I don't know if he's still doing the massages or what, and that's how he roped her in there. But Deshaun's been
Is this bad. Still the same girlfriend he's had for a while?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I didn't
even know that he had a girlfriend, to be honest with you. But
she posts a lot.
I think there was a soft launch here from Deshaun. But I don't know. I don't know that I could take many quarterbacks. Deshaun over really many quarterbacks right now. He has not played well.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think he would probably be... I think if we were doing a quarterback draft, he would probably be my Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting he took Goff.
So, and that's that one was the other one.
Let's rattle off these names. It's Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, it was Watts. It was
Goff.
It says he'd take Mahomes, Watson,
Burrow,
Jackson, and Goff is what I got.
And I agree with all Goff. I think the numbers with Jared Goff under pressure are pretty damning.
Yeah.
And if you compare
cold weather too, not good for him
and if you compare that with Dak's numbers, Under pressure, Dak's are far better. Yeah. Now, you can make the case Jared Goff has played in a Super Bowl and has gotten a team to an NFC championship game. He's had more postseason.
Actually, a couple of them, yeah.
He's had more postseason success. Mm-hmm. If that's one you want to go with, because really that's the knock on Dak now. Mm-hmm. Like, we know Dak is a winning quarterback. He's very, very good. He was MVP runner-up. But for whatever reason, him and the entire team seem to just fall apart in the postseason. And that's been a reoccurring theme for the last 30 years for the Cowboys, and Dak has now followed into that script. But I don't know. I mean, if you're just going head-to-head, I'd probably lean Dak over Goff. I mean, you could say Goff lost in that game at AT&T Stadium. He was so inaccurate in that game. He missed some wide-open receivers that probably would have had them winning that football game, and it wouldn't have come down to the declaring eligible for the offensive lineman.
Yeah, it's like, what do you think that would the Lions have still made the conference title game if they swapped out Dak and Goff?
I would lean yes.
I would lean yes as well. Would the Rams that year had still gone to the Super Bowl with Dak instead of Goff? I think there's a fair chance of that. I mean, Goff clearly, Dak's never been in a situation like Goff was with the Rams or like Goff just was with Detroit. Just like legit from top down, your play caller and your players are outstanding. So he's the one quarterback who's had like some postseason success that I would still probably take Dak over.
Yeah. The rest of them, I agree. Like, I'm taking Burrow, I'm taking Mahomes, and in fairness, I'm taking Lamar Jackson because I think Lamar is just creating so much more havoc for a defense to have to prepare for because of his rushing ability.
Yeah.
And I think their postseason success is pretty comparable.
Yeah.
I think both have won two playoff games.
Would there have been a time where you've taken Murray over Dak?
Yeah, I think...
Time.
Only based on the hope of what he could be. Yeah. Never anything that he's actually really done in the NFL.
Yeah, I think
Kyler coming out.
Like that 8-week sample size where they went 8-0 and Kyler Murray was taking over the NFL and then they completely fell apart. But for those 2 months, I think we were all looking like, holy crap, I think Kyler Murray is about to become the face of the league.
See, that's... I don't think you could say that anymore. I mean, I don't think...
No, now I'm taking
it's Dak over Kyler.
Yeah, we know about Kyler Murray now as far as the work ethic and things
like
that.
And I was told by a Cardinals player that played with Kyler, just everything that we've heard about Kyler is true.
The one that's kind of fallen by the wayside a little bit is Herbert.
Yeah, that's the one I wanted to talk about because that's the one that I think is probably more interesting. I think, Walchuk, you'd go Dak over Herbert?
I'm going Dak over Herbert. I think Herbert has also just not done anything in the way. Like, if you're talking about who throws the football better, I'll go with Herbert. But Dak has done considerable more winning than Justin Herbert has done. Herbert really hasn't won a damn thing.
Where are you, Broadus?
I'll tell you what, there was a time that I would have taken Herbert all day. I don't think I'm there anymore. I think there's some things, there's when you watch ability and all that, I think Herbert, clearly early in his career, I worry about him right now. Like, he's going through coordinators. They're going, now maybe the skill players haven't been the absolute best for him, but man, I think I would take Dak over, not think. I'm going to take Dak over him right now.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you extrapolate it, like, do you imagine Justin Herbert over the next, like, what he's played for? He's been in the league for like 4 years.
So you're saying if in Dak's first 4 years or Justin Herbert's first 4 years? Is that what you're saying?
And Dak's were probably better. But I would say now the sample size is large enough on Dak to kind of come to your conclusion. And with Herbert, I think there's still enough hope. And now, I mean, he's been with the Chargers. The Chargers are like they're known. They're a laughingstock with how they just lose games and they like. Even with Phillip Rivers, it was they're always down four, and they got to go the length of the field with no timeout.
Yeah.
Their coaching disaster.
No doubt. I mean, we still acknowledge Rivers is a good quarterback, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And Herbert still just hasn't reached that level yet.
See, I would disagree. I mean, I understand that we're talking about Herbert hasn't done anything in the postseason other than surrender a huge halftime lead.
Even getting teams to the postseason.
To Trevor Lawrence. I get that, but when you're in the division with Pat Mahomes, and you've got whoever the hell his coach just was for the last few years, whose name, Brandon Staley. I mean, he's a laughingstock coach, and this is still Justin Herbert, who I think is kind of scratching the surface to some extent.
Would you not say Jason Garrett was? I mean, that's who Dak had the first 4 years, right?
No, absolutely.
And Dak won a playoff game. Herbert hasn't.
I understand that. I definitely understand that. I just think now that you have Herbert with a legit coach and a legit situation here, I mean, he was trying to do it with Kellen Moore the same way Dak was. For me, It's just, I think that there's still some level of hope of what could be.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, I was down to pay Dak his first contract. It's like, there's still more, there's more time to figure this out. I'm not just going to bail on him after 4 or 5 years. Same thing with Trevor Lawrence. I get you haven't seen a ton from him yet, but you're the Jaguars going, hey, is there still some hope that he can get something going? The difference with Dak now is, hey, we've seen for the better part of a decade.
No, you're
right. We know what we're going to get. For me, it's just there's still questions that are left to be answered for a guy like Herbert or a guy like Trevor Lawrence. And for Dak, to me, it's like they've been answered. We know what this is now.
Yeah. It's funny, but they both played for the same offensive coordinator, though, right?
Right.
With Kellen Moore, that whole thing.
And Dak had more success.
A lot more success, but you know, maybe he had to overcome some of the things with Kellen Moore, and Herbert wasn't able to overcome.
In the 2-on-4, Herbert hasn't won a damn thing. In the postseason, I mean, his team blew one of the biggest leads in the history of the playoffs in the NFL to Jacksonville.
Right.
Dak's won 2 playoff games. I get it. Dak has not won a Super Bowl, but he's done more winning than Justin Herbert has done, which is why I would just lean Dak for right now.
Yeah, but you're just assuming that Herbert won't win 2 playoff games over the next 5 years to match Dak on the timeline. Like, Dak's won 2 playoff games. Yes, he's had 8 years to try.
I think your argument is really good on the number of years, though. You know, like, you know, he's what, 4 or 5 years now. I think that's a good argument. You know, with Dak, this is going to be ninth season.
And Dak can't do anything about that. But if you're taking first 4 or 5 years, Dak versus Herbert, Dak was more successful.
Right.
But yes, with Harbaugh, I do believe Herbert's going to have a chance at much more success. And we'll see if he does. I hope to his case he does, because he's been kind of anointed as one of these like next up and coming guys and has fallen very, very
I would
short.
Rather have Herbert than Lawrence in Jacksonville.
Okay. Yeah. Like that's a super.
Yeah, they're pretty close
because they're right there on the same timeline.
Yeah, they are.
I think I'd probably go Herbert over Lawrence as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd have to think about that. But that's a good question. Now, who's the best dual threat quarterback of all time? This was a question asked to Cam Newton.
Do you see or think of yourself as the greatest dual threat to ever play the game?
No, Lamar Jackson.
What? Why Lamar?
Well, Lamar's style is a little different than mine. He got big play, any play.
Yeah.
Yes, he got speed that I never had.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just electric. And then, like, I play the game more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You're going to run through you. They might run around you.
Yeah, I can run, but I'm going to probably get caught. Vic, Lamar, they ain't getting caught.
Yeah, but to me, I still think like the goal line and short yardage threat that was Cam Newton. That's, I mean, he's the greatest goal line short yardage back. And probably in the history of the sport, certainly for the quarterback position, but you could probably argue as a running back too. Like, just runner of the football in a short yardage situation, Cam Newton is scoring the touchdown, he's getting the first down. To me, that's super valuable. Yes, it may not be as highlight reel 70-yard scampers to the end zone, but even Lamar Jackson and Michael Vick aren't doing that every single game.
Yeah.
All time.
I think Lamar, it's Lamar or Vick for me. Like, I grew up with Michael Vick, and so I've always just leaned like Michael Vick's the best dual threat quarterback of all time.
I think the thing with Michael Vick, he didn't throw the ball well enough. Where he got you was his ability to make people miss. You know, play in space that way. Greatest dual threat quarterback I've ever seen is Roger Staubach.
Mm.
His ability to run, and when you start to talk about the throws that he was making, and they didn't pass the ball a ton, a lot of running in that day, but his ability to elude rushers, scramble, find open guys down the field and stuff like that. His, like I say, his numbers aren't great throwing the ball. Michael Vick's numbers aren't great throwing the football either. Lamar Jackson's gotten better at throwing the ball. Kyler Murray, I bring him up again. How many times have we been scared of Kyler Murray running around? How about Russell Wilson early in his career? You start to talk about the ability to run around and move and stuff. But when I think about dual threat quarterbacks that have had great success in NFL history, Roger Staubach is my number one guy by far.
I thought you might go Randall Cunningham in that conversation as well.
Randall Cunningham, yeah, you know, they won games and stuff, but I'm talking like the championships, Super Bowl.
No, that's a great point, because
like
I don't think a lot of people.
Fran Tarkenton, I know you guys never got to see Fran Tarkenton play when he was with the Vikings and the Giants and stuff like that. He was another one of those guys that has huge yards running and throwing the football. So, but I, I like, I mean, his list, Lamar Jackson's fine, but I kind of feel like that to me when you start to talk about championships, winning seasons, winning divisions, all those things, Roger Staubach was that guy for me.
Roger with almost 2,300 career rushing yards in the regular season and 20 career rushing touchdowns.
Wow.
So, I mean, that is pretty dang good.
Yeah. That is. That absolutely is. All right, let's get into some rim talk, shall we?
Yeah, let's go around the rim, man, featuring the Don versus the Freak, Team USA, and Psycho Coach Alert next year in the nation. About to take you on a trip around the rim, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation on a Friday. We'll get you biggest L, biggest dub coming up here in about 15 minutes. Segment's brought to you by Window Nation. Also brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable and accidents happen. And the Frankels are the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact Frankel and Frankel for a free consultation at 214-333-3333 or go to truckwreck.com. And now we cut the lights out. We put the kids down for that afternoon snoozer. G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around that rim. It's always a special occasion when Broadus has something to say.
No, did people mention Steve Young?
We got some texts about Steve Young.
Okay, I didn't
see it. Dual threat quarterbacks all time, Steve Young.
I know. Okay, we'll circle back on another
day. And then we got texts about Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes.
There you go.
And, I mean, look, Mahomes has definitely gotten it done in big moments with his legs. But he really doesn't run a ton.
Yeah.
Josh Allen certainly is, in that conversation.
I just want, I had a friend text me Steve Young, and I'm thinking, absolutely. Not wrong about that. All right.
Yeah, I think it would be fun to, like, you got to try and figure out what's the barometer to qualify as a dual threat guy.
Right.
You know, because like Mahomes, he's absolutely mobile and he will steal first downs on you, but you obviously don't look at him like you look at Cam or Michael Vick or
like
whatever.
Like Lamar Jackson and Michael Vick, they're setting history with like 1,000-yard rushing seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you'd have to put like a real barometer on what that would be. I'm trying to see here the rushing yards for Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes in his career has rushed for just under 2,000 yards. So, I mean, he's like somewhere around 300
a year,
300 or 400 yards a year.
And Allen's got 3,611.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's fair because now, with the way the sport's being played now, to some extent, every quarterback is some level of a dual threat, you know? But, that'll be, might have to kick that around a little bit more with some of these dudes. But, I think Josh Allen is absolutely in that mix.
I think he certainly is,
My goodness.
I agree.
He's got some of that Cam Newton.
Physical side of it,
It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so unfortunately, if you feel the same way as I do, Luka and Slovenia actually won their game the other day.
Yeah.
They clinch a semifinal spot in the Olympic qualifying tournament in Greece. So Luka actually had a really nice game, and they beat New Zealand. He goes 36-11-10. They had to win by at least 10 points, and they win 104-78. So Luka's Olympic hopes are still alive, and now he goes to Greece to take on the Greek Freak, Giannis.
Yeah,
and this
That's
is
a pretty cool matchup.
This is a winner go home situation. Yeah, I'm bummed that we found ourselves here because I want Luka to just kind of get his body healthy and go on another Mavericks run, but I will definitely find a way to try and watch this tomorrow. I don't know what time of morning or night they play these things.
It's like 3 a.m. I have no idea.
So I won't watch it live if that's the case. But, I mean, Luka versus Giannis, both, like, fighting for their country, and you're in Greece, which is obviously the home of Giannis. So, I mean, like, dude, come on. This will be fun, even though I was really – weren't you hoping that Slovenia would have just lost yesterday? And so he's not playing anymore?
I was not going to be upset about it, but a triple-double, and he balled out. But it is kind of cool to get this Giannis versus Luka matchup. And I was also seeing like LeBron's going to be starting for Team USA
in
Paris.
This was surprising that this was even a report.
Assume LeBron would be starting? Like, when's LeBron ever come off the bench, right?
Why would LeBron? Yeah, like you get the Joe Vardon report from The Athletic, like, Team USA unlikely to bring LeBron off the bench during the Olympics. I'm like, of course. What are we talking about here?
The captain of the team? I don't know.
Now, they're saying he's expected to start and play point forward and have Steph Curry play off the ball. So, I guess a little bit, but that's kind of what LeBron's always done too. Maybe, I don't know about in the Olympics if he's always kind of been the guy running the show, so to speak, like playing that point guard spot. But, like, we all know what LeBron is. He is a point forward.
Yeah.
And he was the guy that really started the entire idea of that even being a plausible situation. So the quote here is, James coming off the bench probably won't happen. I spoke with two USA Basketball sources. Both cast serious doubt on the idea. LeBron, the sources said, will likely play more point guard and kick Curry away from the ball. Maybe he's a little bit more catch and shoot style, whatever. But yeah, I'm like, okay, that's a no brainer. LeBron's going to be starting Team USA in the Olympics. So now that is something I do love. I do love watching Team USA. And if Luka was playing for Team USA, would I be more interested in him playing? I don't know. I'm like, in my mind, I'm trying to figure out, would my Mavericks bias still override the Team USA bias in that scenario?
I think if you're hurt, I really don't want you playing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think. If you, what you know about Luka right now, you can honestly care less about the Olympics, right?
I think so. Yeah,
I mean, you're like, in a, you're like,
even if he was playing for Team USA, I'd be like, the Mavericks are more important here.
Yeah, the Mavericks are far more important. So to me, yes, I'll sacrifice a chance to win the medal if I could get Luka healthy for the year. That would make me feel a lot better.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. There was a lot of questions surrounding what was going to happen with J.J. Redick's staff in Los Angeles.
He's got a couple of veteran guys.
Well, there's a lot of swing and miss when it comes to some of the guys that he wanted that it just, for whatever reason, didn't work out.
Terry Stotts on this staff now? Terry Stotts?
The only ones that I saw were Nate McMillan.
And Terry Stotts, I believe.
It was Scott Brooks was the one that I saw.
Scott Brooks. Okay.
Who was the head coach for the Thunder when they had the early iterations of KD and Russ and those guys.
Didn't McMillan and Brooks, don't they have a beef?
McMillan's got beef with somebody.
I think it's Brooks. I think they went after each other in a game one time. Like, I think Scotty Brooks, hard foul, like, it kind of benches emptied kind of a thing.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I see Western Conference semifinals from 1993.
Yeah.
Sonics versus the Rockets, and it's Brooks guarding Nate McMillan,
He hacks him. Yeah. Pretty good. And McMillan went after him.
And then Hakeem steps in and throws Sean Kemp to the floor. Wow, okay. Look at this.
Now, there's a little beef between these two guys.
Well,
still.
At least there was. This is
we
like.
Still have Steve Kerr as the coach, right?
What do you mean?
For the U.S. men's team?
Yeah.
For the Olympics? Yeah. Yes.
I was just wondering. I forgot who, because it was like Coach K for the longest. So I was like, who the hell's the coach now? Is Steve Kerr. Okay.
Yeah, Scotty Brooks and Nate McMillan.
Maybe they start fighting each other on the sideline or something again.
Well, I would imagine they're both just completely over the situation.
They've just moved on.
Maybe they've just laughed about it. It's like 30 years ago.
That's wild.
But still might be a beef.
People don't forget. That's true. Maybe you have a little animosity
there. Your pants again.
Scottie Pippen was the original point forward. I'm getting called out from the 817. I mean, I'll take your word for it, 817. I will. Because you're probably... Maybe
you saw Scotty.
Maybe you watched a little bit more of him.
I got the twilight of Scotty's career.
George Karl, though, continues to be hilarious. Former Nuggets coach. And he's just like an old... He's like... he's just tweeting and taking shots.
A lot, yeah.
He just takes shots at people.
So he's not working with him. Because he was on ESPN for a little bit, and I haven't seen him pop up anywhere.
No,
I don't know if he's podcasting.
The only time I see him pop up is when one of his tweets go viral for ripping somebody. Oftentimes, it's Carmelo
Anthony. Yeah, him and Melo had a recent beef.
So there was a report a couple of days ago from Dave McMenamin who said Dwayne Casey has withdrawn his name from consideration for J.J. Redick's coaching staff. So George Karl quote tweets the report and just says, friends don't let friends become assistant coaches for these modern Lakers. Ooh. So I'm sure there's plenty of old guard coaches that look at the J.J. Redick hire and think it's absolutely laughable. And I can understand why a lot of those guys that have done a lot of winning and put time in climbing the ranks of coaching, looking at that like, no, I'm not going to go be your assistant. But Nate McMillan and Scott Brooks are down. Also, you know, one of the smaller moves that I don't think moves the needle for this team, but it is something that takes away from a competitor, free agent Kyle Anderson with the Timberwolves. the dude with the weirdest looking, slowest looking jump shot you've ever seen, the guy that the Mavericks were willing to leave open at every turn in their playoff versus the Timberwolves. Yeah,
he got paid.
He got paid 3 years, $27 million. He's going to Golden State. Golden State's also getting in a sign and trade Buddy Hield. So they're trying to recover from the situation of swinging and missing on Paul George, losing Klay Thompson. They bring in Buddy Hield. There's your three-point replacement, I guess, for Klay Thompson. And then you bring in Kyle Anderson. But just taking away a little something there for the Timberwolves, trying to just strip them of their parts a little bit. Nice one of their bench and role players there. He actually had a little bit more of an impact in that series versus the Mavs than I was anticipating. So he won't be there anymore, and I think that's probably pretty good news. Now, the other story I wanted to mention here was a story about Joe Mazzulla and the Boston Celtics. There is a report here where, you know, one of the biggest keys to Mazzulla's success has just been his devotion to the sport. His passion is ridiculous, hard work or whatever. So there's a little anecdote here, and I didn't even realize, but God Sham God Jr., son of our guy,
okay,
God Sham God here with the Mavericks.
Wonder if he's got excellent handles.
I would imagine he does. His son was a part of Fairmont State's coaching staff, which is where Mazzulla was the head coach before going to Boston.
Oh, damn.
So God Sham God Jr. knows Joe Mazzulla quite well, and then actually came to Boston with him to be one of his, you know, on his support staff or whatever. So Boston Globe, Dan Shaughnessy, his new tidbit here as he interviewed Sham God Jr. Mazzulla watched so much game film that Sham God and the other assistants began to have concerns about his mental health. Oh. So they convinced him to sit down with them after long days of work and watch an hour of regular television.
What?
Never heard of this in my entire life.
We just need to get you not watching basketball right now.
Somebody should have done this for
a mental break.
Like a million NFL coaches over the years that are sleeping on their desk as a pillow and waking up at ridiculous hours in the morning, putting in just crazy amounts of time in the film room and at the facilities. I'm sure Mazzulla is not the first one to be overly obsessive coach, but they were so concerned about him that they forced. I want to know what's the regular television that they chose. What's the show that they were like, hey, this is the one that you got to watch every day. Is this just like kind of a background noise show? Are you throwing on like King of Queens?
Cheers.
Are you throwing on an old school Cheers?
Yeah.
Are you getting into the weeds on one of these like House of Dragons, Game of Thrones kinds of things? Like if you're concerned for somebody and you feel like they don't watch any television and they just need to relax a little bit, like what are you throwing on there for that hour?
I bet you they went with that guy. They probably did documentaries, something like make him interested.
It wasn't like Hey Arnold or some cartoons or something.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think it needs to be something like that. Like just, hey, completely.
Something fun.
Yeah. But we're gonna have to try and get to the bottom of what it
probably
is they're doing. Yeah, well, maybe it was. Maybe that's how he became so obsessed with that movie. Oh, he apparently watches that movie 4 times a week. That's ridiculous. All right, there's your rim sesh here on a Friday. Biggest L, biggest up, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next right here in the nation.
Boy, nothing gets the text quite riled up like a good old quarterback debate, huh? Let's do more of that on the other side with some C-note. We'll talk some Dak over-unders, shall we, and some more Cowboys conversation. But right now, it's time for Biggest L, Biggest Dub.
877-881-1053, where have you taken some L's this week? And more importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? I'll tell you what, we got a big Monday dub coming up, G-Bag Nation. Live at Moxie's in Dallas.
Hell yes.
And we got some awesome chalices.
Chalices.
I never heard that word before.
Etched chalices.
Just like super cool glasses.
Just the coolest glasses you've ever seen.
A chalice. Everyone wants to get their hands on a chalice.
And then they got a nice little etch
Jimmy,
in there.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett song.
Yeah, G-Bag Nation.
You weren't here for that run where all the rappers and everything had those chalices, those pimp cups?
Yeah.
See, but pimp cup, okay. You know, but I guess that's the more classy, highfalutin way of
the kings
calling
and queens.
A pimp cup.
Yeah,
a pimp
just
cup.
Drink out of their chalices. Yeah.
The chalices.
Well, I'm looking forward, man. Moxie's on Monday with the G-Bag Nation. Cannot wait to see some Tolos, give them some free chalices, and just fellowship and booze it up, dude. I mean, that's
etched
what the summer's
free
about.
Etched chalices, yeah.
Etched. Etched chalice.
Etched.
Shout out to Stella.
Stella.
For supplying that for us.
Stella's a good beer.
Yeah?
It is a delicious beer.
I do like Stella.
Had my first Stella in Israel, actually. Tasted a little better.
Bragging?
I was sipping on, I am for the first time, a little Victoria yesterday. You guys have a little Victoria beer? Or and a
Canadian
Hibiki. My brother brought the Hibiki whiskey.
What's your brother doing?
He was like, dude, this is the smoothest thing you've ever had. And I was like, unfortunately, I've been to Jerry's party in Oxnard, and so this isn't the smoothest thing I've ever
You're
had.
You're hoping to get invited back,
close.
Right?
It's pretty close. Yeah,
although we have switched back over to that tequila.
That 1942.
Oh, my gosh. That stuff is divine.
Yeah, you guys did partake in that a little bit.
Oh, we did.
A little bit.
We're hanging around.
Can we get a Mardi Gras Bratis appearance at the Jerry party this year? Is there any possibility that we could?
Okay.
Like a Mardi Gras Bratis. Because you've been on your best behavior the last 2 years there.
Okay. Twice, right?
Yeah.
Twice.
Year three.
So year three of us all going. Every time I've taken you guys to the party, but we haven't all gone home together.
No.
Yeah, because you like to get to bed at night.
I
took Sean home. Sean was all liquored up one time. And then he's like, oh, man, give me a ride back. I'm like, well, I got to wait for my guy. Ah, don't worry about them. Don't worry about them.
I got to get up at 3:30 out here.
And I think that's when you guys rode back with Corey maybe or something like
that. It was
that.
Me, Choppy, and Corey. Walchuk, Corey.
Yeah.
I think that's when Corey gifted you that sweater.
I always stayed maintained because I wanted to be able to give you guys a ride back. But you guys closed the thing down.
Yeah.
Every year you've closed this thing down, right?
Yeah, we don't leave until the lights turn out.
Yeah, until they're like,
okay. You never know when they're going to break out the dessert on you. And those desserts are low-key actually delicious.
It's incredible, man. It really is.
That table of goodness out there.
Everything about it is just awesome.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's a good time to have a good time. 574, biggest L was my car battery dying whenever I was getting ready to leave to do work on our new house. Knew it was coming, so I had a new battery out for delivery that morning. Only issue was my tools were at the house, so I didn't have a way to unhook the old and hook up the new. So he had to borrow a wrench from the neighbor, hook up the new battery. The next day, he blows the tire on El Dorado, and nobody was open yesterday to get new tires. So within the last 3 days, he's out $750 on the car, new battery, new tires, trying to renovate the house. Everything's ridiculous. Thank God for savings accounts. Thinking about you, 574. It's definitely big money problems right there.
That is.
214, biggest L. Tried to get my work done yesterday to get today off, but my boss gave me more work to do. Oh, no. Mm. Yeah, that's a bummer.
That's why
you got to tell the boss, hey, still super slammed. You know, I'm going to grind it out today at home and then come up for air tomorrow on a Saturday.
We have some good Tolos over there at Discount Tire.
Oh, I love Discount.
Preston, my guys over there, a park. Over there.
Okay. Yeah. I have my discount.
Literally, I've been in there and they have 105.3 the fan on.
Those are some good people. Dude, right there.
Those guys. Yeah.
That was fantastic.
So if you're ever in that area, did I just get in trouble for doing that?
No, I don't think so.
But these people they're great. Look up Preston over there. He's a really, really good dude. And they have our station on while you're sitting around waiting.
940, biggest L, getting a divorce, biggest dub, getting rid of a cheating wife.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, dude, you got to rid yourself of stuff like that.
Yeah, sometimes you just come out a better man.
Yes. 4th and 8, get a punt.
Yeah, totally.
Send the punt team on.
Well, it sounds like there was a turnover situation.
There
and
was
now
a turnover,
he's back on the sidelines trying to
regroup. Yo, how did you catch it, bro? Yeah. Put that on the fence. How'd you catch it? Because they're so damn slick.
Good job. Thank you,
so damn slick.
Yeah, let's
advance
this story a little
bit. Are women better cheating than men?
Yes. Yeah, that's what they brag about it, too.
Yeah, they brag about
being better liars than we are.
Yeah.
We're just good at it.
sixth sense too on you. Like they can just like you could feel like you're acting totally normal about everything, but they just they can sniff it
Where
out.
Were do, you? Do they not feel guilty at all? Do women not feel guilty about cheating?
That I can't tell.
I don't know. I feel like they've got a heart, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think
they'll find a way to flip it back on you every time.
Every time.
That's for sure.
Or they'll blame you.
Well, it's because you didn't hold me enough, or you didn't show me enough attention.
The best is when you've got an idea, and somehow it becomes their idea, which maybe is better, because then it'll get executed. Because usually, if you've got a good idea, it's like, oh, that's stupid. But then they'll circle back and be like, actually, this sounds, now it's, once it's her idea, then it's right.
Yep. They have that way about him, man. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting the details on this.
Sound personal.
It's very personal. I didn't really know what to do.
I felt
there.
Therapeutic for Walchuk.
Actually, guys, thank you for being there for me. I needed to just say that real quick.
You just want to send us $150 an hour right now for that?
No, absolutely not. I don't have $150 to send you.
We did determine, though, anytime money hits your bank account, it's gone.
It's gone, and it happened again yesterday. Here you go. Here's bills. Go ahead and pay them all.
It just, it never seems like.
Honey wants to go to Florida. Here you go. Here's for the plane tickets.
Oh no. At least you're doing a plane this time. I guess knowing
Dude,
you guys.
It sounds like
the way y'all
nightmare.
Travel, it sounds like you guys are going to join the Mile High Club.
Yeah, that's true. But we're going to have
y'all's
baby
track
this time.
Record for travel.
Yeah. Well, there's no cruise involved this time.
I know.
You guys are taking the baby to Florida?
Because you're spicing
things
up.
She wants to take the baby to the beach. She wants to just get that one damn picture of the baby on the beach. And everything that I've heard about the travel aspect of this with the car seat and then the stroller. Yeah. And it sounds like it. I'm very worried about how this is going to be executed.
Just check all that stuff when you get there.
Yeah, I think it's once we get to the gate is when it gets checked. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just following directions, man.
All right, we got an update.
That baby is how many months old?
She will be close to six when
okay.
we go.
Oh, wow.
We got the cheater wife update. You guys ready?
Okay, yes.
Go ahead. Go.
Quite simple. He found her texting the dude on Father's Day. I hope they don't have children either. Because her Apple Watch kept going off while she was getting her nails done. So if there's no way they have kids together, because if on Father's Day she's getting her nails done while her side piece is texting her.
I don't know. I think you're assuming.
Nails done on a Father's Day?
I think you're assuming something.
It's for you.
Yeah.
No, it ain't. Not in this scenario.
You know what?
It's for you.
Are you kidding me, dog? Sound like my man might not be wearing the pants in that family there.
Oh, damn, brother.
Are you really going to kick this guy when he's down?
Come on, bro.
Well, he's divorced now.
Maybe he needs a little tough love.
He got to get out of jail free card.
Kicking that man's back in.
I'm just saying, though, if
he's a big winner.
If it's Father's Day and he's got kids and she's getting her nails done, you guys want to circle back and apologize to me?
Yeah.
He said they've got a son.
Bro, that's what I'm telling you, man. They do whatever they want to do.
That's what I'm saying. I've been divorced twice.
Yeah.
I mean, trust me, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Running up them numbers.
Yeah. You're right.
They do whatever they want to do.
But he said he had a son.
Excuse for doing it, too.
All right, man. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'm sorry, bro, but you got to get out of jail free card.
You sure did. Use it. Well,
just say, no, but make sure you take care of the kid. Just make sure that you guys, whatever you have to do, take care of that kid together.
Yeah.
You know, that's the most important thing.
Still got to wrap your arms around the dad duty aspect.
Yeah. Don't be a slacker on that.
Is the other guy going to be stepdaddy now, or is he going to dip? I hope he dips.
I'll tell you. Yeah.
God, I hope he dips.
That's the best.
Hope he dips.
Let me ask you this. All of a sudden now, I'm your main? Yeah. No, thank you.
All right. Listen. Okay. She maintains relationship. Do you.
With the guy?
With the guy.
That's a blessing.
Okay.
She found something better. Hey, live your life.
Okay. Son's involved.
Hey.
Is son staying with mom or son staying with you?
Court is going to make the son stay with mom if mom is
okay. Now
healthy
do you want
drugs.
Cheating dad or do you want cheating guy in like being around your son?
No, you don't want, but you can't help it.
I would
as
fight,
long as the mom is okay. There's nothing you can do about it.
I would
says the courts
fight with every bit of fiber in my body not to let.
I
that
would
in.
Too.
I would
I
not want.
I'm sure
like,
that
you,
son, depending on the age, like probably hates this dude anyway. Wouldn't you think? Like, if that were me.
I wonder how young the kid is.
I'd be like, screw this guy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. He's probably got, like, season passes to the Rangers or something like that.
He's a great guy, Dad.
Give him a shot.
We just went to Six Flags, Daddy.
Sitting in the Lexus Club. All you can eat.
Oh, crap. You're probably right.
Gosh, that does suck.
I just kind of feel like, though, that I wouldn't want some guy... In the house.
Oh my
like,
gosh, 940 sure. follow up. He said, I'm assuming he's going to dip because he dipped on his wife and three kids.
Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Oh my goodness.
All coming through.
The layers to this story. This is juicy.
It's always good, bro.
I saw a video the other day where this lady who she found out her husband was cheating on her with a lady who was also married. And so the husband and the wife that were both being cheated on just figured out that they were going on a date together. So they got a reservation at the same restaurant.
Oh,
and
they're playing games.
Just wild situation.
They playing games. They might as well go ahead and crisscross that situation. They swingers now.
Mm-hmm.
We're one big family.
Yeah. Lean all the way.
The cookout's going to be amazing.
Hey, can we just play this sound here, Lucius? Because I want to play this dub. This is the Nathan's Lemonade Chug as the guy just breaks the record. A gallon of lemonade. Only God knows the amount of sugar he just consumed. He breaks a Guinness record yesterday while chugging this thing. And then listen to the sideline interview.
Ladies and gentlemen, Badlands Booker, a new world record. 21 seconds, a new world record. 1 gallon of Nathan's Famous Lemonade.
That's 1 gallon
interview. The guy just growls into the microphone for a second and tries not to belch and vomit all over the microphone. So a huge dub for him, though. I mean, breaking a Guinness World Record on July 4th is pretty dang cool.
Yeah.
In front of a crowd of people. I didn't know if I'd want the lemonade chug.
Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted it on the lemonade chug. I've done something else.
Something cooler. Yeah. I mean, this is his wheelhouse, though, you know?
Yeah.
And big dub to the local stud, the wide receiver out of Duncanville, number 3 overall recruit.
Yep.
DeCorian Moore.
Going to Oregon.
Quack. He spurned Texas, LSU, and Ohio State. Number one wide receiver now committed for 2025 to Oregon, and he's a Duncanville dude, so salute to that guy. All right, that'll be it for Biggest L, Biggest Dub. What do we got next year, Old Chuck?
Let's see noted. Cowboys news of the evening. Where are the Cowboys? The NFL rankings for teams under 25 talent. Let's do some over-unders for Dak. That's next on The Fan. Boy, nothing gets the text quite riled up like a good old quarterback debate, huh? Let's do more of that on the other side with some C-note. We'll talk some Dak over-unders, shall we? And some more Cowboys conversation. But right now, it's time for Biggest L, Biggest Dub.
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? And more importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? I'll tell you what, we got a big Monday dub coming up. G-Bag Nation. Live at Moxie's in Dallas.
Hell yes.
We got some awesome chalices.
Chalices.
I never heard that word before.
Etched chalices.
It's like super cool glasses.
It's the coolest glasses you've ever seen.
A chalice. Everyone wants to get their hands on a chalice.
And then they got a nice little etch in there.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett song.
Yeah, G-Bag Nation.
You weren't here for that run where all the rappers and everything had those chalices, those pimp cups?
Yeah.
See, but pimp cup, okay. You know, but I guess that's the more classy, highfalutin way of calling a pimp cup a pimp cup.
Just drink out of their chalices.
Yeah, the chalices.
Well, I'm looking forward, man. Moxie's on Monday with the G-Bag Nation. Cannot wait to see some Tolos, give them some free chalices, and just fellowship and booze it up, dude. I mean, that's
etched,
what the summer's
free
about.
Free chalices, yeah.
Etched. I love it. Etched chalice.
Etched.
Shout out to Stella.
Stella.
For supplying that for us.
Stella's a good beer.
Yeah?
It is a delicious beer.
I do like Stella.
Had my first Stella in Israel, actually. Tasted a little better.
Bragging?
I was sipping on,
I am.
For the first time, a little Victoria yesterday. You guys have a little Victoria beer? Or and a
Canadian?
Hibiki. My brother brought the Hibiki whiskey.
What's your brother doing?
He was like, dude, this is the smoothest thing you've ever had. And I was like, unfortunately, I've been to Jerry's party in Oxnard, and so this isn't the smoothest thing I've ever
had. You're hoping to get invited back,
right? But it's pretty close. It's pretty close. Yeah,
although we have switched over to that tequila.
That 1942.
Oh my gosh, that stuff is divine.
Yeah, you guys did partake in that a little bit.
We did.
A little bit.
We're hanging around.
Can we get a Mardi Gras Bratis appearance at the Jerry party this year? Is there any possibility that we could?
Okay.
Like a Mardi Gras Bratis. Because you've been on your best behavior the last 2 years there.
Okay, twice, right?
Yeah.
Twice.
Year three.
So, year three of us all going. Every time I've taken you guys to the party, but we haven't all gone home together.
No,
yeah, because you like to get to bed at night.
You have.
I took Sean home. Sean was all liquored up one time, and then he's like, "Oh man, give me a ride back." I'm like, "Well, I got to wait for my guy." Ah, don't worry about them. Don't worry about them.
I got to get up at 3:30 out here.
And I think that's when you guys rode back with Corey, maybe or something like that.
It was me, Choppy, and Corey. Walchuk, Corey.
Yeah. I think that's when Corey gifted you that
sweater. I always stayed maintained because I wanted to be able to give you guys a ride back, but you guys closed the thing down.
Yeah.
Every year you've closed this thing down, right?
Yeah, we don't leave until the lights turn out.
Yeah, until they're like, okay.
You never know when they're going to break out the dessert on you. And those desserts are low-key actually delicious.
It's incredible, man. It really is.
That table of goodness out there.
Everything about it is just awesome.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's a good time to have a good time. 574 Biggest L was my car battery dying whenever I was getting ready to leave to do work on our new house. Knew it was coming, so I had a new battery out for delivery that morning. Only issue was my tools were at the house, so I didn't have a way to unhook the old and hook up the new. So he had to borrow a wrench from the neighbor, hook up the new battery. The next day, he blows the tire on El Dorado, and nobody was open yesterday to get new tires. So within the last 3 days, he's out $750 on the car, new battery, new tires, trying to renovate the house. Everything's ridiculous. Thank God for savings accounts. Thinking about you, 574. It's definitely big money problems right there.
That is.
214, biggest L. Tried to get my work done yesterday to get today off, but my boss gave me more work to do. Oh, no. Mm. Yeah, that's a bummer.
We do have.
That's why you got to tell the boss, hey, still super slammed. You know, I'll grind it out today at home and then come up for air tomorrow on a Saturday.
We do have some good Tolos over there at Discount Tire.
Oh, I love Discount.
Preston, my guys over there, a park over there.
Okay, yeah. I hit my Discount.
Literally, I've been in there, and they have 105.3 the Fan on.
Those are some good people right there.
Preston, those guys. Yeah,
that's fantastic.
So if you're ever in that area, did I just get in trouble for doing that?
No, I don't think so.
But these people, they're great. Look at Preston over there. He's a really, really good dude, and they have our station on while you're sitting around waiting.
940, biggest L, getting a divorce. Biggest dub, getting rid of a cheating wife.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, dude, you got to rid yourself of stuff like that.
Yeah, sometimes you just come out a better man.
Yes. 4th and 8, get a punt.
Yeah, totally.
Send the punt team on.
Well, it sounds like there was a turnover situation.
There was a turnover,
on the sidelines trying to reach.
Yo, how did you catch it, bro? Yeah. Put that on the fan text. How'd you catch it? Because they're so damn slick.
Good job.
Damn slick.
Yeah, let's advance
this story. Are women better cheating than men?
Yes. Yeah, that's what they brag about 100%. It, too.
Yeah,
they brag about being better liars than we are.
Yeah.
We're just good at it.
They have the sixth sense, too, on you. Like, they can just, like, you could feel like you're acting totally normal about everything, but they just, they can sniff it out.
Do they not feel guilty at all? Do women not feel guilty about cheating?
That I can't tell.
I don't know. I feel like they've got a heart, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think
they'll find a way to flip it back on you every time.
Every time.
That's for sure.
Or they'll blame you. You didn't hold me enough, or you didn't show me enough attention.
You've got an idea, and somehow it becomes their idea, which maybe is better because then it'll get executed. Because usually, if you've got a good idea, it's like, oh, that's stupid. But then they'll circle back and be like, actually, this sounds. Once it's her idea, then it's right.
Yep. They have that way about him, man. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting the details on this.
Sound personal.
I didn't really know what to do.
I felt
there.
Therapeutic for Wolchuk.
Yeah, actually, guys, thank you for being there for me. I needed to just say that real quick.
You just want to send us $150 an hour right now for that?
No, absolutely not. I don't have $150 to send you.
We did determine, though, anytime money hits your bank account, it's gone.
And it happened again yesterday. Here you go. Here's right bills. Out. Go ahead and pay them all.
It never seems like.
Honey wants to go to Florida. Here you go. Here's for the plane tickets.
Oh no. At least you're doing a plane this time. I guess
the way y'all travel,
it sounds like you guys are going to join the Mile High Club.
Yeah, that's true. But we're going to have
y'all's
baby
track
this time.
Record for travel.
Yeah. Well, there's no cruise involved this time.
I know.
You guys are taking the baby to Florida?
Because you're spicing things up.
She wants to take the baby to the beach. She wants to just get that one damn picture of the baby on the beach. And everything that I've heard about the travel aspect of this with the car seat and then the stroller, and it sounds like it. I'm very worried about how this is going to be executed.
Just check all that stuff when you get there.
Yeah, I think once we get to the gate is when it gets checked. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just following directions, man.
All right, we got an update.
That baby is how many months old?
She will be close to six when we go.
Oh, wow.
We got the cheater wife update. Are you guys ready?
Okay, yes.
Go ahead. Go.
Quite simple. He found her texting the dude on Father's Day. I hope they don't have children.
No.
Because her Apple Watch kept going off while she was getting her nails done. So if there's no way they have kids together, because if on Father's Day she's getting her nails done while her side piece is texting her.
I don't know. I think you're
nails
assuming.
Nails done on a Father's Day?
I think you're assuming something.
It's for you.
Yeah.
No, it ain't. Not in this scenario.
You know what?
It's for you.
Are you kidding me, dog? Sound like my man might not be wearing the pants in that family there.
Oh, damn, brother.
Are you really going to kick this guy when he's down?
Come on, bro.
Well, he's divorced now.
Maybe he needs a little tough love.
No, he got to get out of jail free card.
Kicking that man's back in.
I'm just saying, though,
he's a big winner.
If it's Father's Day and he's got kids and she's getting their nails done, you guys want to circle back and apologize to me?
Yeah.
He said they've got a son.
Bro, that's what I'm telling you, man. They do whatever they want to do.
That's what I'm saying. I've been divorced twice.
Yeah.
I mean, trust me, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Running up them numbers.
Yeah. You're right.
They do whatever they want to do.
But he said he had a great
excuse for doing it, too.
All right, man. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'm sorry, bro, but you got to get out of jail free card.
You sure did.
Use it.
Well.
Just say, no, but make sure you take care of the kid. Just make sure that you guys, whatever you have to do, take care of that kid together.
Yeah.
You know, that's still the most important thing.
Still got to wrap your arms around the dad duty aspect.
Yeah, don't be a slacker on that.
Is the other guy going to be stepdaddy now, or is he going to dip? I hope he dips.
I'll tell you. Yeah,
God, I hope best. He dips. That's the best.
Hope he dips.
Let me ask you this. All of a sudden now, I'm your main? Yeah. No, thank you.
All right, listen. Okay, she maintains relationship. Do you...
With a guy?
With the guy.
That's a blessing.
Okay.
She found something better. Hey, live your life.
Okay. Son's involved.
Hey.
Is son staying with mom or son staying with you?
Court is going to make the son stay with mom if mom is
okay. Now do you want,
and
do you
not
want
on drugs.
Cheating dad or do you want cheating guy in like being around your son?
No, you don't want, but you can't help it.
I would
as
fight,
long as the mom is okay, there's nothing you can do about it.
I would
says the courts
fight with every bit of fiber in my body not to let.
I
that
would
in.
Too.
I would
I
not
would
want.
I'm sure
let,
that
you,
son, depending on the age, like probably hates this dude anyway. Wouldn't you think? Like, if that were me.
I wonder how young the kid is.
I'd be like, screw this guy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. He's probably got, like, season passes to the Rangers or something like that.
Yeah, he buys
he's a great
love.
Guy, Dad. Give yeah. him a shot.
Yeah. We just went to Six Flags, yeah. Daddy.
Sitting in the Lexus Club. All you can eat.
Oh, crap. You're probably right.
Gosh, that does suck.
I just kind of feel like, though, that I wouldn't want some guy... In,
yes,
in the house.
Oh my
like,
gosh, 940 sure. follow up. He said, I'm assuming he's going to dip because he dipped on his wife and three kids.
Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Oh my goodness.
All coming through.
The come layers on, to this story. Baby. This is juicy.
It's always good, bro.
I saw a video the other day wow. where this lady who she found out her husband was cheating on her with a lady who was also married. And so the husband and the wife that were both being cheated on just figured out that they were going on a date together. So they got a reservation at the same restaurant and they
playing
like,
games.
Just wild situation.
They playing games. They might as well go ahead and crisscross that situation. They swingers now.
Mm-hmm.
We're one big family.
Yeah. Lean all the way.
The cookout's going to be amazing.
Hey, can we just play this sound here, Lucius? Because I want to play this dub. This is the Nathan's Lemonade Chug as the guy just breaks the record. A gallon of lemonade. Only God knows the amount of sugar he just consumed. He breaks a Guinness record yesterday while chugging this thing. And then listen to the sideline interview.
Ladies and gentlemen, Badlands Booker, a new world record. 21 seconds, a new world record. 1 gallon of Nathan's famous lemonade.
That's 1 gallon.
Interview. The guy just growls into the microphone for a second and tries not to belch and vomit all over the microphone. So a huge dub for him, though. I mean, breaking a Guinness World Record. On July 4th is pretty dang cool.
Yeah.
In front of a crowd of people. I didn't
I
know
don't
they
know
did
if I'd
the lemonade
it.
Chug.
Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted it on the lemonade chug. I've done something else.
Something cooler.
Something cooler.
Yeah. I mean, this is his wheelhouse, though, you know?
Yeah.
And big dub to the local stud, the wide receiver out of Duncanville, number 3 overall recruit.
Yep.
DeCorian Moore.
Going to Oregon.
Going to Oregon.
Quack,
he
quack.
Spurned Texas, LSU, and Ohio State. Number one wide receiver now committed for 2025 to Oregon, and he's a Duncanville dude, so salute to that guy. All right, that'll be it for Biggest Sell, Biggest Stub. What do we got next year, Will Chuck?
Let's see noted. Cowboys news of the evening. Where are the Cowboys? The NFL rankings for teams under 25 talent. Let's do some over-unders for Dak. That's next on the Fan.